gonna make a motion, we raise it thirty.
Motion on the table.
Oh, you already got.
There is a motion on the table. I don't have a second designation.
Now, what's your motion?
Mike, did not receive a second, so you can set aside that motion and go to his motion.
I'm gonna make a motion, we raise each one of $35 across the board.
Okay, I got a motion to raise each of the dependents $35. Do I have a second? Ask one more time, do I have a second? Okay. Fails for the lack of a second motion. We have any other proposals?
Somebody gotta make something to say before.
Okay, I'll recommend we stay with, just like we've got it, one dependent, two dependents, three, four, five, $265, $325, $385, $450, $560. Annual deduction would be $600, out-of-pocket network $2,000, out-of-network $4,000, deductible out-of-network $1,200. COBRA will go from $800 to $1,000, family from $1,000 to $1,200, generics at $25, others at $45.
30-day supply.
30-day supply. And the wellness will go to $1,000, or leave it at $750?
Yeah, we didn't change to $750.
Okay, and that, and the colostomy every 5 years? Okay.
That was, but you said something about if they found a polyp that they needed to.
No, I was just saying that is for a diagnostic colostomy.
Every 5 years?
Diagnostic. Because it's gonna pay for it if you've got problems with it, and it's gonna pay anyway, on the regular plan. Pardon? Whatever age y'all want to say, but I certainly would not put 50. I really wouldn't, because there's too much colon cancer under that age.
I don't think.
If you have colon cancer in your history.
Pardon?
If you have colon cancer in your history, then you're suggesting to get your first one at 35.
35 is fine, the period, but I would leave the part of having history out, because, but that's not a benefit people are gonna abuse, because it's not the most pleasant thing you'll ever have done.
I'm gonna say we don't need to put age.
I don't think you're gonna have any abuse, but the reason I would say 35 or 40 at least up is because I have seen so many colon cancer cases way below the age of 50. Seen more so all the time, so I just wouldn't, I'm just giving you my opinion.
Just don't put an age on it.
This is under a provision deal, if they probably had symptoms.
It'll go under your regular.
You know, we have a motion that was being made, and now we're also talking about colon polyps. Let's get back to the motion that we have on.
That's part of my motion, to make sure that the colostomy is added in there, and it can be done every 5 years. Okay, I make that motion.
You didn't put age limit on there, you didn't put age.
I did not put age limit on it. I think that's left up to the patient's doctor. Make that motion.
Second.
Got a second? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 No.
No. Passes 3-1. All right.
Travel.
Number 10, consider possibly approved travel and seminars for Titus County employees and elected officials. Okay, we've got from the Titus County Sheriff's Office, Matthew Cooper will be going to the Police Academy in Texarkana. The course fee is $150, and the test fee is $30. Total cost is $180. Any questions, then the next one, from the Sheriff's Department, will be Kenneth Wilson, Chris Bragg, will be going to Galveston, November the 14th through November the 17th. Is this coming out of...
The school is free.
Okay, the school's free, and we're talking about cost.
This is something state that we're going to do.
Okay.
We need to...
Right, I understand. Okay, but it is free, but we do need for room and to travel. Okay, that's all took care of. Everything's took care of. That's good. Okay. The next one would be Paula Dykes. Terry will be going to her chief clerk to Rockwall, Texas, July the 18th. Let's see.
That's at 2:12.
July the 18th, 2:12. It sends a check to Texas State University, San Marcos, for $100 for my restoration fee. I attended.
All right.
Okay, this is not until July.
Well, down at the bottom it says will not confirm until check is received.
Yeah.
That's one of those cases where.
Yeah. Will not be confirmed until check is received. In other words, you can't get into that school until they get a check. So it may be limited numbers, so you might want to consider that when voting on that. And then Leonard Rockwell will be going to the Texas Secretary of State 23rd Annual Election Law Seminar for the city schools and other political subdivisions, November the 30th through December the 2nd, 2011. Registration fee is $220 per person. I'm sure there'd be a room. Sir? I do not know. All I have is this one sheet. Then, next time, Carolyn, if you would please, we would need to go ahead and do a letter for our commissioner's court, the all four commissioners and county judge to go to College Station. I believe it's February the 7th on a Tuesday when it starts.
7th, 8th, and 9th.
7th, 8th, and 9th. That's the one conference we all try to go to. Especially commissioners, because we get all our hours in, or 16 hours in at that time. The judge will have to go to more because he's required to have 4 hours. So there'll be other schools that he will have to go to. But anyway, if we get that typed up and get it in this list for next time. I appreciate that.
I move to approve traveling seminars.
Okay. Got a second. Motion. Second?
Second.
Got a second? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Approve oral and written reports of county officials.
To approve the combined statement of cash position for November.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Mr. Boggs made the motion, Commissioner Lockaday second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, consider possibly approve the treasury report.
Do what? Move to approve the treasury report.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion, got a second. Any other discussion? All in favor? I'm sorry. Commissioner Boggs made the motion. Commissioner Hinton seconded the motion. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any budget amendments? No budget amendments. Sign pay order and approve payments.
Make a motion to pay our bills.
Second.
Got a second. Mr. Lockaday made the motion. Mr. Hinton seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Closing comments, Commissioner Boggs.
Well, I hope the next 7 days convinces us some on the court to lift the burn ban. I hope we get a ton of rain, in other words.
And Don, we've got, I think, a pretty good chance. They're talking, I think, last night, said we could get up to 2 inches here and more north of here. So that would be a blessing.
Well, I tell you what, if we do lift it, you're going to be able to see Titus County from space.
That's it.
Commissioner Hockaday? Okay, I would like to just bring up one thing real quick. We're talking about our schooling. And Kenny Rawlings, the Ag Life Extension, District 4, Northeast Texas Continuing Education Conference, is the second year is going to be at the County Extension Office December the 1st, which is on a Thursday. And this is our program. But it will start that Monday morning, that Thursday morning. It'll start about 8:45, and Judge Lee will be there and welcome everybody there. But that's Northeast Texas surrounding commissioners and judges.
Well, we had about 75.
We had about 75 last year, and we had Jim Allison that was there and talked to us, and he's going to be there again. He's going to bring us up to date. Believe it or not, you have to go to school to understand what the legislators passed and tell you what you can do and what you can't do. Sometimes it's hard to understand when a law passes what they've just said. So Jim has worked with the Attorney General Office for years, and now he has his own practice. He represents the Texas Association of Counties, and it's always good to have Jim. He's from Raines County. I've known him, me and Thomas have known him for at least 25 years. So. It's always good to have Jim here and bring us up to date on new laws. And Sheriff, that might be something you'd like to come to and listen to. But anyway, I wanted to announce y'all, I'm very proud of this, because what you're doing, you've got county judges, you've got county commissioners coming to Titus County, and
Mike, we need to put that on the next agenda, because we're going to play that restoration.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Be on the next one to play that.
And I'll get with Carolyn afterwards, and we'll get that rubbed up. But it's a one-day deal.
One day.
And people come in here, and I even had some commissioners said their wives came with them. They went shopping while they went to school. So that's good. But anyway, I did want to announce that. It will be December the 1st on the Thursday. It was our first one we had last year. I really appreciate Kenny and the County Extension Office working and getting this set up, something we've been wanting to do for years, and this is our second year to have it. Dr. Gaff, then I ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
There's a discussion of the insurance that brought up that no one here was getting the reports that are sent out monthly, but that was not correct, as I said. And the treasurer and I looked in her office, and she is getting those because she is
those
a privacy
officer. Reports are being sent.
Yes. And I just wanted to ask, is there anyone else on the staff that you wish to get that on? Some groups, they want it sent to more than one person. But it does have proprietary information, has the names and who's one half of the
That's that confidentiality. And I think Cheryl, of that position, was appointed to take care of that, and nobody else is to get that.
So but they're asking for one other person to get it.
No, I'm just asking if there is anybody else that wants it.
And I just assumed it left
that y'all want it sent to, okay?
Send it to more people.
Send it to her and ask the problem.
I agree with Thomas, the less access to it.
Okay.
We just got one person, that's all we really need.
Even though we don't trust her.
Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Hockaday to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Luke. Luke. Even though we don't have confidence in her or something like that, I didn't.